Muslim leaders from Europe meet Israeli president to promote peace. By Joel B. Polak on July 7, 2025. Muslim leaders from across Europe met with Israeli President Isaac Herzog in Jerusalem to promote a message of peace on Monday. In a statement, Herzog said, "President Isaac Herzog met this morning, Monday, at the president's residence in Jerusalem, with a delegation of imams and Muslim community leaders from France, Belgium, the Netherlands, Italy, and the United Kingdom. The delegation, led by Elnet, brought together leading Muslim figures who came to Israel to promote a message of peace, coexistence and partnership between Muslims and Jews, and between Israel and the Muslim world." The president stressed the importance of the delegation and Israel's commitment and strong desire to advance to a new era of inclusion and peace in the Middle East. The president stressed the vital role of the Muslim population in Israel, which he noted was an integral part of Israeli society. The group spoke with the president about the importance of their visit, their love and friendship for Israel and the Jewish people, and of the need to show an alternative to extremism. They ended with an emotional prayer for peace and singing of the lyrics of Israel's national anthem, the Hatikva. The president stated, "We are all children of Abraham, and I believe the historic progress in our region is a progress of dialogue between Muslims and Jews, and Jews and Muslims. In the face of radical forces that try to block this progress and the true desire of Isaac and Ishmael to live together, there are other forces, growing stronger every day along the arc of history, that are advancing this vision. And what you're doing on this visit, and in your courageous work, reflects the silent majority in the Middle East and around the world who yearn for this kind of shared life. Here in Israel, we see shared life in action. It's incredible to witness. You mentioned October 7th, I can tell you that on October 8th, I was at Soroka Hospital in Beersheba, and I was there again 3 weeks ago when a rocket hit the hospital. The staff, Jews, Muslims, Christians, people of all faiths, simply worked together in a way I wish the whole world could see. You are people of spirit, people of faith, religious leaders. You carry an important message of love for humanity, and love your neighbor as yourself. This is how we repair the world. I ask you to bring back to your communities and societies a message of peace, salam, perhaps even a message of peace yet to come. I hope that peace will come with Syria, with Lebanon, inshallah even with Saudi Arabia, and that we will continue moving forward. Please tell your leaders, here in Israel, we want peace. We want to see all our hostages back home, and we want to see an end to the suffering of the people in Gaza too. We want to see better lives for everyone. Inshallah, may we all pray together, for peace, for love of humanity, and for a life shared by people of all faiths, here in the Holy Land, in the Middle East, and around the world." Leading the delegation, Chairman of the Conference of Imams of France and Imam of Drancy, Imam Hassan Chalgoumi thanked the president and said, "My message to you is one of deep affection, for you and for your remarkable people. It is a message of brotherhood and solidarity, and a heartfelt prayer that the hostages will return home in peace, and that the pain and suffering of innocent civilians in Gaza will come to an end." He added, "What we have witnessed since October 7 is not merely a conflict between Israel and Hamas, nor between Israel and Hezbollah, the so-called party of Satan. Rather, it is a confrontation between two fundamentally different worlds. You represent the world of brotherhood, of humanity, of compassion. You stand for the values of democracy and liberty." The meeting took place as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived in Washington, D.C., to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump to discuss ways of ending the ongoing conflict that started on October 7, 2023. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, The Most Dramatic First 100 Days in Presidential History, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.